With summer winding down and the 2022-23 school year just around the corner, Rocky View schools, RVs, staff are working hard to prepare for the influx of students. The public school district is expecting approximately 1,000 more students this school year as compared to last year, according to RV Superintendent Greg Luderbach. Final enrollment totals are typically determined by the end of September or early October. Public school students in Rocky View County, Airdrie, Cochrane, and Chestermere will be returning to school on September 1. For the first time since March 2020, their classrooms will operate without any COVID-19 restrictions in effect. We saw a renewed sense of hope last spring when students were able to return to some of the typical school activities and some of the restrictions were lifted. We saw smiles, and we certainly saw a little bit of a spark, both from staff and students, Luderbach said. I think there is hope and optimism for the year ahead. Despite the return to pre-pandemic normalcy, Luderbach added RVs will continue to encourage staff and students to stay home when they feel unwell. We've got a strong health and safety protocol already that will continue to make sure areas are cleaned daily, he added. According to the superintendent, the excitement of the approaching school year is palpable within the district. I can really hear it, see it, and feel it within the community. I think people are looking forward to a positive year ahead, he said. However, Luderbach noted that while many students are ready to be back with their friends and get into the routine of lessons, sports, and extracurricular activities, some students may not be experiencing elation at the thought of returning to school. Many students may experience anxiety regarding the start of the school year, and Luderbach recommended parents discuss these feelings with their kids prior to the first day of classes. Talking with your children, making sure they know that lots of people are anxious after having a break and returning to something, he said. Additionally, to make the transition back to school smoother for both parents and students, Luderbach suggested implementing a bedtime routine before the start of the fall term. The superintendent also recommended parents take advantage of school tours or teacher-parent meetings that are available so students can explore the building ahead of time, to help reduce stress and set them up for success right from the first day of school onward. To additionally support students who are feeling anxious, RVs has allocated funding for schools to access a few different mental health services for their students this year. The schools have been given the flexibility to use the funds to implement the mental health supports that best fit their schools. When approving the 2022-23 budget, the RV's Board of Trustees made an increase in mental health and wellness spending one of the four main budget priorities. The budget has allocated $2 million to support student mental health this school year. The district also hired 2 addiction and mental health workers, and 3 middle school counselors. Also new for this year, RVs has created an Indigenous education branch. With the help of 3 RVs staff members, the branch will highlight the strengths and diversity of the traditions of Indigenous peoples. The staff members will take a hands-on approach and will work closely with Indigenous leaders to accurately provide support within the RVs district. With many schools in the district implementing a staggered start to the school year, Luderbach recommended parents keep an eye on their email, as well as check their school's website, to ensure they have all the information needed to send their children off to school on September 1. Luderbach explained the staggered start means students in some grades will head to school one day, while the students in the remaining grades will come to school the following day, so it is important for parents to know which day their child is expected to attend. I think, the students, look at that opportunity to reconnect with their peers after a summer, and their teachers, and really dig into learning and experience success throughout the entire year, he said.